You're listening to a Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up for Chemist Warehouse. Hurry in now for half-price vitamins and cosmetics.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood.
Peppermint Grove, you weird little place. 1.1 or something square kilometres.
Yeah, did you say it's only like six blocks
six
or something?
Six blocks, the smallest shire in Australia. Colin Barnett, former premier, called it the Monaco of Perth.
And
a beautiful place, obviously, quite wealthy.
More grass tennis courts in Wimbledon by the look of it.
Yeah, quite, yeah. So I got together with the wonderful people at the Perth Symphony Orchestra and we wanted to do something a bit different. We got together in a studio, recorded it live, and all I would say to the beautiful people of Peppermint Grove is if you are offended by anything I say, remember, I will never have lawn like yours. Here we go.
It's a place with no money cares. Need to be someone if you live there. Just six blocks, but that's all it needs. Peppermint Grove is niche indeed. It's the top of her social set. Think Rodeo Drive meets Sam Barnett. Freshwater Bay with some fancy cheese. Dining out on mining royalties. Just don't come here if you're poor, 'cause we find the poor such a bore. They say it's like the Monaco of Perth, the country, not the ice cream. Look there, old man in a sports car. Oh man, bet he's got a tiny thing about the car he's seen driving in. Take a look at the ladies lunching with each other. Think we don't know that life gets hard. We walk the full length of our esplanade. We pick up all of our Shih Tzu's bits at Manor's Hill Park, that's etiquette. We will occasionally cross the road when the boat shed can't deliver home. Have no need for a rowdy pub. Sundown of soirees at the Yacht Club. We dislike the Fremantle docks, that left-wing thinking, those gross dreadlocks. We like our politics liberal blue, but we are people just like you. Don't scoff, we are very normal. A Woolworths, see, that shows how much we care about the state of our Woolworths. You might think that it's too posh, like Peppy's a bit preppy. We're too bad, that's the way you gotta be to be at old PLC in Peppermint Grove.
Wicked.
How is that?
Sensational.
Oh, yeah.
How cool is that?
Unreal.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Happy birthday, Captain Ball.
Oh, thank you, guys.
6-0.
6-0,
you made it.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Oh, still with the face of a 59-year-old in my book.
What does one get for their 60th? Do you get a letter from the Queen? Anything important?
I think I've got to do another 40 for the Queen.
He's not 100.
What am I doing? Well, look, I'm building myself a boat for my birthday.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my whole life, basically.
Building a boat.
We would have loved to have been there to celebrate your birthday, Paulie. We were trying to find ways. We were thinking, how can we get down to Denmark and celebrate with you? But this is the closest we can deliver.
Oh, good effort, Kimber.
I know. I wish I could be with you guys too. I really do. But it's going to be just a lovely family birthday, I believe. So that's as far as I know.
If you look out to sea now, you'll see a boat coming in that we've bought for you.
Yes. We bought it from Greg Norman. And we call it Paulie Wraps.
Belga, Belga Baby. Stop.
That's what we called it. We called it Belga Baby, and it's all yours, mate. It's worth $1 million.
And, mate, how are you travelling? I'm sure all the listeners would love to know how their beloved Captain Paul's going.
How am I travelling? Yeah, look, travelling well. Very happy. I'm absolutely loving Denmark. It's very popular at the moment, of course, with everyone travelling within the state. So, I believe that Denmark and Exmouth are the two most popular spots at the moment in the state.
Oh, life's pretty great when you get a sleep in, right, Paulie? What's your normal wake-up time? Do you even have the alarm on?
No, I don't. And literally, I manage quite often now, manage between 8, maybe 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Show off.
So no change then.
I'm getting good 10 or 12 hours most nights. I'm sleeping really well.
Hey, Paulie, everyone's sort of looking for comfort in these trying times. Can you just ad lib about Rolly Road for us and make us feel at home?
It's very busy all the time. Don't get near it.
No, you've got to say the words Rolly Road, please.
Rally.
Thanks, mate. Well done.
Hey, mate, 60 years old. Wow. Well played. May there be many, many more.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thanks for thinking of me, guys. It's great. Great to hear from you.
Oh, we hope to see you soon, mate. We miss you.
Yeah, miss you too.
Yeah, and be careful of fires with that, with so many candles and the cake, buddy. Backburn.
Well, we love you, Paulie. Have a fantastic birthday.
Thank you very much. Love you too.
See you, brother.
See you, mate.
Yes, buddy, we're still a team. Clancy, Matt and
Kimber. Okay, girls, let's go get them.
Come on, get the old crew back together. Reunion! Mix 94.5's High School Reunion with Clancy, Matt and Kimber for ABC Blind Spring Savings. Get up to 40% off.
The date is etched on this high school wall, actually, October 9th, at the high school reunion with Mix 94.5, Clancy, Matt and Kimber, 7 p.m. at the Newport Hotel.
Oh, talking about flashbacks.
We are. We're flashing back to our own high school days and saying 133353, give us a call if you went to school with either Clancy, Matt or myself.
Yeah. Yes, we just had talked to Bawley.
Yeah,
who said that Clancy's always been an awesome bloke, and that's no surprise, really.
Yeah, you're a good bloke at Greenwood High. And Maddie, you went to Cannington with Sharon. Good morning,
hey,
Sharon.
Sharon.
Morning, guys. How are we? Maddie, how are you?
Hi, Sharon.
He sounds very nervous, Sharon. Hey, Sharon, can you tell us, firstly, when you found out this bloke was coming back home to Perth after all of that time, being off being actor boy and coming back home, didn't you? Heard Matt Dictinsky on the radio. What did you think?
We were all pretty excited. Matt was always on, always in character, and I don't know why he thinks he was a tryhard. Everyone loved him. He was friends with everyone.
Oh, darling, thank you. But I am always on, and you don't have to live with me. I know it does become annoying at some point.
No. Sharon, Matt has alluded to us in the past that he might have been trying to get into some trouble. There might have been some kids taking him down a gnarly path. But was he a pretty good kid?
He was a pretty good kid. There were always kids trying to, take us down the wrong path. But Matt was pretty good. He would, make a few ciggies on the oval at lunchtime.
Yeah, of course.
Like
nothing's
that.
Changed. Well,
he was always determined to go to NIDA and be a movie star.
Yeah.
That's true. I did know very early on what I wanted to do. And at Cannington, and I'm sure Sharon will back me up, we had so few people going into upper school that we became quite tight. Because Sharon, there was probably only about 40 of us, wasn't there?
There was, that's right. Yeah. And there was a specific couple of groups who were, pretty besties. We stayed in touch and we still are in touch. All the girls, the Hollywoods and the boys.
Yeah, Sharon was the Hollywoods.
Yeah, see, look how familiar you are. You're just like, oh, Sharon, I know who Sharon is instantly.
Hey, Sharon, I want to know, what was the reaction amongst the group when Matt all of a sudden was in this movie called Love and Other Catastrophes?
Oh, I tell you what, there was a bit of shock in the opening scenes.
Yes.
We knew Matt pretty well.
That's funny.
That's
we
an angle.
We haven't seen him in a tutu, actually. We haven't seen him in all his glory. But,
no.
That's gold.
Oh, lovely to hear your voice, Sharon.
Thanks for calling, Sharon. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
I'll see your high school reunion. You'll be fine then, because everyone liked you.
I know. As I said, once we got into upper school, that was a great bunch of people.
Oh, yeah, nice.
That's pretty cool. All right. Helen from Helena Valley is on the line right now. Helen, good morning and welcome.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We believe you went to school with one of our team. Who would that be?
I did. I went to school with Kimber.
Oh, the hi, goth. Helen.
The goth from Leeming.
Oh, Helen, how are you?
I'm good, sweet. How are you?
I'm really good.
Now,
I am good.
Helen, you know, Kimber's told us that she was a bit of a goth. Was she a real individual? Was that her sort of style?
Definitely. I remember her cherry red docks, big trench coats, black long hair, completely different. Kimber, that we know today.
Yeah, that was, you know, I got away with a fair bit of that at Leeming High. Still got to be myself. Bit of fun times there.
Yeah, but you're always a social butterfly, though. Everyone loves Kimber.
Aww. Thanks, Helen.
Was she trouble?
No, definitely not. She was a good girl.
Oh, not anymore.
Oh, nice.
Everything changes eventually.
I'll take that. I'll take that I was good.
Do you have any dirt you can give us, Helen?
Oh, not on radio.
No, okay, fair enough. We'll save it for the podcast.
Oh, see, and you know what? We had a pretty good year group too. In fact, the reason I went to the high school reunion, I never went to the 10-year because I wasn't interested, and the reason I went to the 20-year was for you, Helen. I actually went there to reconnect with you because I hadn't seen you in so many years, and I said, I want to go back and see Helen. So you were the reason that I turned up.
Oh, sweet girl. And look at our friendship now.
Oh, yeah. Well done, you too.
Was nice.
You sure that was this Helen, not the other Helen? I only joking.
Mark in Palmyra. G'day, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Ding, how are you?
I'm good.
You probably don't remember me, but I actually went to Greenwood High School with you year 8 to 10, and I was in the same classes as you for some of them.
What's your surname, Mark?
Ball, B-A-L-L.
Of course I remember you.
Oh, Ball-y. Look at that.
Ball-y. Yeah, well, we call him Ball-y. That's sensational.
Mark, what was Claire-Z like at high school?
Actually, I liked Claire-Z. I really enjoyed that. Actually, we did, I think it was called filmmaking, and I did that with him and some drama with him.
Yeah,
oh, all right.
I didn't know about his acting chops.
No, he's hidden that from us. Mark, we've always thought Claire-Z's a sweetheart and he's been like this his whole life. We're figuring that was still the case in high school, right?
Yes, he was. He was very kind, and he was actually quite friendly towards me.
Oh, Bally, that's amazing! Right? And we used to make films on actual film with little tiny cameras. Yeah,
bloody hell, you got some good funding.
Little tiny cameras.
Yeah.
Nice one. Oh, well, thanks for the call, Mark. Thanks for backing him in there.
Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5.
In 2003, Brisbane band by the name of Powderfinger picked up Best Rock Album at the Arias for Vulture Street.
Yep.
So we're talking 17 years ago, and one of the songs that didn't make it onto that album was a thing called Day by Day, and there it is. It's finally out.
There we go. Hey. Found its life eventually.
Yeah, and the band's lead guitarist, Darren Middleton, joins us this morning to see how he's going. G'day, mate. Welcome.
Hey, guys. I'm pretty well, thanks. Yourselves?
Yeah, we're great. Darren, this new song, Day by Day, it was just waiting in the Powderfinger archives, just bursting to get out. Did you just have too many good tracks on the album at the time and so it missed the original cut?
You know, it's hard to recall exactly why this whole record didn't make it out at the time, but in reflection, you make decisions at the time, what you think is the best option, or whichever members of the band are lobbying hardest for whatever songs they're lobbying for. But I tell you what, it's a pleasant surprise to have found all of these things 10 years later.
Yeah, and I would imagine, buddy, with the benefit of age and wisdom, you discover new things in your own work.
Yeah, we dig around every time we get to this anniversary time for a record, and we like to add a couple of special things that people have never heard. But we did a bit of extra digging for this, for Odyssey number 5, and we came across a whole bunch of stuff that we'd all pretty much just forgotten about. We pulled it up and went, wow, this is pretty good. I think it's cool.
And we don't have to do any more work.
Yeah. Hey, Darren, how many people have asked you about the AFL Grand Final in the last, 4 weeks?
Almost every single person I've met.
How bizarre.
I mean, including my mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and for her to call me up to specifically ask that means the rumours have they're running wild.
Yes, yeah, true. Yeah. They started early too.
In the Bridge Club. I mean, look, we were approached about it, of course, because the rumours reach our ears, and we had a couple of chats about it, but yeah, it was not to be. Yeah.
Darren, your One Night Lonely gig in May raised over $500,000 for Beyond Blue and Support Act, further proof that we need the arts. We had this again with the bushfires as well. It was always the artists that were pulling everybody through it. How do you feel about the government's lack of support for the arts industry?
Yeah, well, it's pretty frustrating. It's It is, as you say, because whenever there's need for funding or support in some sort of way, the music industry, whether it be Wave Aid, any kind of bushfire appeal or anything like that, we always put our hands up because it's just part of our nature. Mm. You know, if we can do something to help, it's, well, let's go and do it. It's a complicated situation, but it's definitely disappointing that the arts industry is not really being offered much support. It's still like it's almost seen as a, oh, you'll get a real job one day. Like,
totally. Yeah.
It's such a thread. You know, music, art, food, they're sort of staples of our existence, I think.
Well, and speaking of staples, buddy, you guys have been a staple of my youth. And, you know, preparing for this interview and going back over and reminiscing on your songs and so many great tracks, many of which I played poorly, doing covers in a pub somewhere, doing my version of My Happiness or The Brilliant Passenger. You must be very proud of the work you've put out there.
No, absolutely. I mean, look, I don't think it's something that we all wake up and think about how awesome we were or anything, but
why not?
You know, it's funny, as time passes and, you know, if I'm driving around and one of our songs comes on the radio, I actually kind of hear it now with a bit more distance from perhaps a, you know, a listener's perspective as opposed to the writer's perspective. There's so much character in the songs and, yeah, I mean, I appreciate the band more now that we're not a band, I guess.
Yeah. It's good to catch up and we won't see you at the grand final at the Gabba.
I'm afraid not. I'll probably watch it, but yeah.
We just want gigs to come back, as you guys know. People make definitely some money again, and we can, you know, lovers of music can get out there and enjoy it again and start sweating.
I'm with you.
Darren Middleton, guitarist from Powderfinger, and the boys are back, and that new song, Day by Day, is out now.
You've been listening to a Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch-up for Chemist Warehouse. Hurry in now for half price vitamins and cosmetics.